I'm Jeremiah Dennis. It is a privilege, a distinct privilege to be here. The great Charles Spurgeon once said, "God is too good to be unkind, and he is too wise to be mistaken. And when we cannot trace his hand, we must trust his heart." If there's one lesson I've learned in my time here at seminary, it's this. You can always trust the Lord. I'd like to show you that, and we'll do so by considering three simple phases of my time here at the Master Seminary. We'll call it the going, the growing, and the showing. So we'll start with the going. Going to seminary was never part of my plan. I was headed for the mission field when radically and dramatically God redirected my course. The course of a single evening, God planted in my heart a desire to go to seminary, and everything changed. A few months later, I quit my job. I packed up my car, bid farewell to the family, and fast-tracked it out here to LA. When I got here in the summer of 2015, I didn't have a job at hand. I didn't know how I was going to pay for seminary. In fact, in that first month, I didn't even have the money to pay groceries. It was a desperate time of my life. I remember waking up every single morning and praying, "God, would you just let me eat one meal today?" In the hardest period of my life, the Lord was abundantly faithful. Within a couple weeks, I got a job here at Grace Community Church. I had the promise of a scholarship to pay for the first semester, and then within 2 weeks, I had a paycheck. And the Lord demonstrated a lesson to me that he would repeat many, many times again. You can always trust the Lord. But that wasn't the end of the lesson for me. No, he would drive that ever deeper into my heart in the coming years. So that takes us from the going to the growing. The growing of my faith in the Lord. And just as a blacksmith fashions a sword by placing it on the anvil and smashing it over and over again with his hammer to harden the steel. So the Lord smashed me on the anvil of seminary to forge and fortify my faith. Every new semester presented new opportunities to trust the Lord. I remember facing a hurricane of homework unleashed against me by my professors and wondering, how am I going to make it? I felt overworked, overwhelmed, inundated, suffocated, drowning in a sea of assignments. And I wondered, how am I going to make it through just this semester, much less 5, 6, 7 more? But somehow, miraculously, semester after semester, I survived. But mark this, it wasn't because I was a great student or because I was clever. It was because the Lord carried me through. Oh, he crushed me with his hammer, but he cradled me with his hands. And I can look back and see how God's hand guided me through every step of the way. He proved his faithfulness to me in so many other ways. When I got here, I wanted to grow spiritually. So the Lord sent me to the college ministry at Grace Community Church. I wanted to invest my life in younger men. So he sent me college students from the Master's University to disciple. I wanted to grow as a shepherd. So he sent me a mentor and friend, Harry Walls, the consummate quintessential shepherd. I wanted to gain practical missions experience. So the Lord sent me to South Africa, to Myanmar, to labor alongside faithful missionaries. Time and time again, God hammered that truth, that familiar truth into my heart that I can trust the Lord. That lesson still rings true in my life. So we move from the going to the growing and now to this final phase, to the showing, where the Lord is showing me what's next. 4 years ago, I came to seminary confident that I was going to the mission field, certain that I was going to the mission field. I was a horse with blinders with one goal in sight. And yet, as the Lord is wont to do, he again redirected my road. And I see now at the end of seminary that there is still so much that I need to learn about being a shepherd of God's sheep. And so in August, I'll go to the Master's University and I'll do the Master's of Arts in Biblical Counseling to sharpen my skills. Do I know what's next after that? I don't. But I'll tell you what I know. I know that I can trust the Lord. 4 years of his faithfulness has emblazoned that truth upon my heart. 4 years of his faithfulness has inscribed that truth upon the tablet of my soul. So I don't know what the future holds, but there is one truth I am clinging to. I can trust the Lord. And so I too can join arms with Charles Spurgeon and say, I may not always know how to trace God's hand, but I can always trust his heart.